T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio. You're about to get another update from our Amp listener, Jenny. She called in mid last week or so. Didn't know whether she should break up with her boyfriend of a year and a half before or after Coachella, because he bought the Coachella passes and rented a house out there for them and her friends to chill at. She's known the relationship's been over for the last 6 months, but she hasn't been able to break up with him because the dude's boring, but he buys her a lot of cool stuff and experiences. So she went through, even though many of you said break up with the guy, stop using him, she went to Coachella this weekend, and now you're going to hear how it went. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You sound tired.
Yeah. you sound like most people that went to Coachella this weekend, this early on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of an understatement.
Was it a good time or not? What happened?
The festival itself was awesome. I mean, it's Coachella.
Yeah.
It was a cluster between my boyfriend and I. Well, I need to correct that. My ex-boyfriend and I.
It happened. Okay.
We had gone out, and he left the festival early to go back, you know, to the rented house.
Was this like Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
So this was Saturday night.
Got it.
And so my girlfriends and I, we hung out a little bit more, and we went back to the house. Well, we walked in on him making out with this chick.
Like
I know her, like she's kind of like on the outskirts. She's like a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I was like mouth open, like just shocked.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, a little intoxicated, and she was like super drunk, and he was like, sorry, babe, like, I don't know how to tell you. I guess, you know, this is a thing now, and it's over.
Whoa.
What do you mean this is a thing now? Has he been cheating on you this whole time?
I was trying to get details about that. Like, when did this start? And it was just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I know that you haven't been feeling this relationship for a while. You know, we haven't made love in like weeks.
Wow. Whoa.
I mean,
he's like, I heard you on the radio.
Right, right. Well, I don't. Why are you frustrated? Because he just did you a favor, right? Like, you were planning on breaking up with him. At least that was the plan that you were going to break up.
She hasn't said yet. Are you relieved, or are you like, were you jealous?
You know, when I made the decision to go to Coachella, I was doing what I thought was best for everybody. And because I didn't want to feel like I was, you know, putting him in a bad spot or putting my friends in a bad spot because of this awkwardness that I was in with him. But I never cheated. I never took that outside of a relationship.
Okay.
So that was a slap in the face to like walk in on something that we were, you know, supposed to be doing together. Mm-hmm. And he was bringing another girl there. And like, when he wasn't giving me the straight answer as far as like, when did this start? It didn't seem like it was just kind of some casual hookup that happened at Coachella. So there was a part of me that was like, okay, well, I'm relieved because then I don't have to have this awkward conversation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, it's a slap in the face that he took. He didn't end the relationship with me first before he started it with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the weekend was super awkward because we were all in the house.
The weekend was going to be awkward from the jump. I mean, you didn't like the guy.
Don't get me wrong. I liked him as a friend. There was not like a romantic connection there. So it wasn't like I was like, this guy's a total jackass.
She liked him as an ATM, bro.
You're right.
You guys, she never said that. You guys are so putting that on her, and it's upsetting.
Keep rationalizing, Chelsea. It's all good.
No, but it's true.
He left with the girl, and so my girlfriends and I are driving back, and we're in India right now because we got a flat tire.
Shut up, Jenny.
On the way home, and I'm trying desperately, you know, we're all desperately trying to, like, recall how to take flat tires. And we're waiting on AAA to come help us, and it's just awful. It's awful.
Oh my gosh. So that was your karma then for doing it.
You're like,
yeah.
So, Chelsea, you're admitting that she did do something wrong? Because if you're like, that
what,
was your comment?
What I've said, and I've said this like 17 times, oh, is that she should have broken up with him 6 months ago. Sure, of course, but I'm understanding to the fact that like in this weird world of dating and being single, we don't have all the answers. We don't do all the right things.
Thank you.
I'm having empathy for you in that.
You got exactly what you had coming to you. Minus the cheating part. Minus the cheating. If the guy cheated.
Wow,
Ryan. What?
So he's not the friend you go to talk about
no.
this stuff. I am.
Why?
I'm the understanding one.
Like you said 70 times, I also said, I just thought from the get-go,
oh my gosh.
From the get-go, it was never about spending time with him. It was about spending time with your friends. And guess what you're doing? Spending time with your friends on the side of the road in Indio, which is exactly what
oh
you should
gosh.
Be doing.
Oh, gosh. Because
Brian's never done wrong in any relationship.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Is. Chelsea, I have torched a million things worse than this, but I also agree when I have it coming, and you have it coming.
Well, Jenny, the good news is this. Something you've been wanting for 6 months, which is breaking off the relationship, is finally done.
Right.
And we wish you all the best moving forward with whoever else comes into your life.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's a broke exciting dude.
That knows how to change a tire.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.